335-3231.
Welcome to On to Perfection, the radio ministry of Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. I'm Trevor Banks, and I'm glad you've joined us for today's broadcast, and I trust you'll be blessed by the message.
In Isaiah chapter 48, verse 17, we're in a series, God's Financial Plan, but our message today is the key to God's storehouse. First of all, God has a financial plan, and He has given us keys to His storehouse. Isaiah 48:17 says, "Thus saith the Lord, thy Redeemer, the Holy One of Israel, I am the Lord thy God, which teaches thee to profit, which leads thee by the way that thou shouldest go." Here we see Isaiah, God speaking through him, saying, "I am the Lord thy Redeemer, and I am teaching you how to profit." That word is P-R-O-F-I-T. And the new prophesying, being a prophet. No, this is profit. This has to do with income. This has to do with increase, how to profit. I was explaining to a young man in the first service what profit meant. I would say, okay, how many know business? When you go into business, you go into business with profit in mind. If you're not looking to gain in business, unless you just like, you know, just no, business has to do with profit. And God is not insecure with you profiting. As a matter of fact, He teaches us how to profit. How to have an advantage. How I can be a blessing to someone else and not always be in need of someone else blessing me. So we see here and we establish the fact that God teaches us to profit. Let me say, we must be in a position for God to teach us. I'm just the mailman. I'm going to deliver you something. You ever had, you know, what you might consider junk mail, you just throw on the countertop till you throw it away. You never open it up. Well, sometimes people treat the mail like that. But sometimes it's a check. When it looked like a check, that'd be the first thing you open up, right? Somebody trying to sell you a car. But it looked like a check. Let me see, who is where this from? But I'm just the mailman. I want you to open up the mail, read it, and then you determine. You must determine whether it's junk mail or mail that is very important to you. Because whatever we do, if we just do it mechanically, it doesn't really profit. But if we allow it to get into our heart, you see, what we do as unto the Lord. Even if we're vacuuming a floor, cleaning a chair, washing a mirror, the word says, whatsoever you do, do it as unto the Lord. And not unto man. When your heart is like that, heaven's windows are bound to open. They're bound to open. God says, you can prove me then. But if I'm doing it to be seen, if you're doing it because you feel like your arm has been twisted, wrong motive, and it won't profit you. But we must be in position for God to teach us. We must cease. This is a very strong statement here. I want you to get this. We must cease conforming to the world system of economics and finance. We must cease conforming to the world's system of economics and finance, which is contrary to God's laws of prosperity and success. Why? Have you ever thought, why? And I don't want to sound sectarian or this is not an ethnic thing, but have you ever thought about why the Jewish people are so prosperous? Anywhere you go, I think I mentioned in one of the services in Chicago, there was a place called Jewtown. That's what they called it. You know, it was a slang for Jewtown. And you see little kids out there with their fathers and mothers, that they have a little cart or something. They had some of the best Polish. You remember that? The best Polish sausages? Y'all know Jewtown. They from Chicago. You know. And it was kind of a rundown place, but they started training them up on how to sail. See, the Jewish nation was given the oracles of God. Out of all the other nations, he chose the Hebrews, Abraham. He chose to come through that. Not because they were so many, not because they were special or anything. God just chose them. Get over it. God chose them. Come. They're chosen. Like them or not. But you'll find them training them up. And years later, you'll see them doing the same thing to their children. But when they leave Jewtown, they go to what they call Peel Hill. Or they go to those rich neighborhoods. Because God has given them to understand, God teaches them how to profit. Everywhere they go, they can go anywhere and profit. Anywhere. They own the banks. But what they train up their children to learn that, to understand that. And so here the church, God has given us the ability to profit, but there's such a strong conformity to the world system of economics and finance that is contrary to God's laws of prosperity. Amen. So when we do it God's way, we'll have God's results. Say amen real loud. Amen. So in Malachi 3:10, bring ye all the tithe into the storehouse, that there may be meat in mine house, and prove me now herewith, saith the Lord of hosts, if I will not open you the windows of heaven and pour you out a blessing, that there shall not be room enough to receive it. Now, I made this statement in the first service. I think it's a very powerful statement, and it's something we must come to grips with. Let me make this statement. Tithing isn't something you do because you can afford to do it. Tithing isn't something you do just because you can afford to do it. I hear the church mice. Ain't no mice in here, but I hear them. It's that quiet. Tithing isn't something you do simply because you can afford to do it. It's something we do because we honor God. I'll say it again. It's what we do to honor God. Not just because a lot of people, well, I can't afford to tithe. Well, no, what you're saying is you can afford to honor God. In actuality, you cannot afford not to. You want to get out of that vicious cycle? You want to get out of that income bracket? You want to break loose of the chains of lack and poverty and insufficiency? Exemplify or put to work God's financial plan. Tithing is an act of obedience, number one. Trust, number two. Faith, number three. And then it expresses confidence in God. It expresses confidence. God, you are my source. And I acknowledge you as my source. Tell somebody next to you, there's plenty more, where that came from. Now, there may not be a whole lot left, you know, as far as on the job. Ain't no more raises. You done maxed out. That don't mean God is maxed out. Hello? That's why we need the super on the natural. In the natural, they tell you can only go so far. God never says that. God says, take the limits off of me. I'll show you how far you can go. I'll show you what others say you can't do, you can do. Somebody say this with me right now. I can do all things. Through Christ, who strengthens me. Christ, in Christ, he will shore up your finance. Yes, he will. All right. Why is it important to tithe? And we're talking about the key to God's storehouse. Giving your tithes into Good Ground, which is your local church, is necessary to keep the windows of heaven opened over your finances. You know, when we talk about the windows of heaven, when we talk about that that's coming from heaven, we're talking about that that is not earthly. that is not bound or governed by the laws of the earth. You know, when you work hard, and you know, you're faithful to your job, and you work, you don't take hour breaks when you're supposed to take 15-minute breaks. You know, you're not in the bathroom at 4:30 and you get out at 5. You know, you don't go to the water fountain and spend, you know, time that you're supposed to be working, talking at the water fountain, but you work and you labor and you're honest and you get a wage for it. And that's good. I mean, the work ethic is good. It's what you need. But we're not talking about that. You earn that. We're talking about God getting involved. First of all, God gave you that job so that you would have to honor him, to give back to him. But he said, when you give of what I've given you and you honor me with it, now I'm going to open something in heaven and something's going to be poured out on that. Listen, it doesn't matter whether you think you have hit a wall and you can't go any further, you can't earn any more. When you honor God, three amens, but thank you for those amens. When you honor the Lord, God can make a way where there ain't no way made. My wife and I were working a job together, and the Lord impressed upon my spirit to change jobs and work or apply for a job at the Department of Juvenile Justice. And I applied, and there were actually no job openings. There were no jobs. But when I got interviewed by the supervisor, he's a good friend of mine now, he said, you know what? Ain't nothing available right now, but you know what? We're going to make a job. They made a position.
Thank you for joining us as we continue in this series entitled The Blessed Life, Part 14. Today's message, The Key to God's Storehouse. Isaiah 48:17 states, Thus saith the Lord, thy Redeemer, the Holy One of Israel, I am the Lord thy God, which teacheth thee to profit, which leadeth thee by the way that thou shouldest go. If you ever want to know who's in control, who's benefiting from something, or where the corruption is, just follow the money trail. The trail of money leads to an understanding of the true motives of a person or an organization in any given situation. A person blinded by his own desires is blinded to the obvious. There's a plan that God has that's guaranteed to bring results. God wants us to place value on eternal things.
Join us for this year's Pour the Oil Worship Conference at 405 Exora Avenue in Fort Pierce. On Friday, September 30th, our worship conference begins at 7 p.m. with featured guest, worship leader, and gospel recording artist Benita Washington. On Saturday, October 1st, starting at 10 a.m., celebrity vocal health coach Ashayla Shanae and Benita Washington. For more information or to register, visit pourtheoilconference.com or call 772-465-0036.
We invite you to worship with us. Please join us in our newly added 8:30 a.m. service on Sundays. See you there.
Thank you for listening to today's message. And for more information or more messages from On to Perfection, call toll-free 1-877-TR-BANKS or visit our website at trbanks.com. And always remember, God will perfect that which concerns you.